One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Friday. We're recording this on Thursday, but you're listening to it on Friday.
Yeah, in the future. You might know things we don't.
Well, wait until we get to our Discord screen for today.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of people knowing things that we don't, we had so many good Discord screams. I wanted to do them all, but one kind of took the cake. So you'll hear that later. Before we jump into this, we're going to, of course, talk about state of the game. We're going to give that Bachelor Nation news, those parasocial plays. We might even talk a little bit about what we're watching because we have no gains to speak of.
Ooh.
But we must mention two things up top. One, as we're moving into the video era of Gore, we are on YouTube now. We have a scheduling announcement. This is how our videos are going to work. We are going to get the videos out on Patreon at roughly the same time the audio comes out. So it'll be Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings. Then those videos will be available to everyone on YouTube later that evening. So if you're on Patreon, you're going to get them a little earlier. You're going to get them in the mornings. If you're on just the regular YouTube, you get them a little bit later. Yeah.
The deepest pit.
So that is that.
The Patreon pit member gets the worm.
Something like that. I think that's roughly accurate. Okay.
Well, join us. Patreon.com/Game of Roses.
Then we have one more announcement to make.
Yes.
It's not really an announcement, it's a request. We have in the past issued songs. We have issued cries and pleas into the pit to help us find the Dark Seasons. That happened. Mm-hmm. To help us find seasons 3 and 5 of Bachelorette. That happened.
I need 3 and 5.
Yeah. We need something else. We need screeners for the show.
Mm-hmm. The Holy Grail.
I don't know how this is going to happen, but generally speaking, when you speak something into the pit, the echo from back out of the pit grants you the very thing you are looking for. Yeah. So I speak into the pit now.
That's how you got swole with those Blake Ellerbe weights.
I mean, kind of. But I speak into the pit now. We need screeners. We need screeners mm-hmm. because if we can get them, we have some big things planned with what we might be able to do with our Monday nights with regard to watch parties or something like this.
Ooh, that would open it up.
Yeah. We have some big plans.
For some potential possibilities.
That they hinge on us getting screeners. So if anyone out there knows how to get them, we would appreciate it.
Here's my concern. Those items, those special items, we only were able to achieve through song. Do you think that our plea is going to be heard when it's just spoken word?
Well, it always starts as spoken word and then it becomes song. So keep your ears open. There may be a song coming about screeners. There may be one of those.
Okay, good.
In the works.
Well, now we got this new technology. I'm like, the possibilities are endless.
I know.
The amount of minutiae you can make songs about is endless.
Yeah, to say the least. At any rate, we just wanted to put it out there into the pit in the hopes that this will begin the dark energy swirling to deliver us the thing we need most right now, which again is screeners.
Give us screeners. Please, please, we need them. Dark Lord Palmer, send them to us. We know you're not watching them. Just send them our way.
You think they're giving them to him on like DVDs?
I think they give them to him on DVDs and he throws them in the garbage. No, he recycles.
I'm 100% sure nobody's getting their screeners on DVDs. It's just files get emailed to you. That's how they're getting delivered.
Okay, DLP, just forward that to us at Game of Roses, R-O-Z-E-S, DLP.
Hopefully. If we could get them personally from DLP, that would be great. But I'll take them any way I can get them. Like I said, if we can get our hands on screeners, we have some big plans, but they all hinge on getting screeners. If we don't, then these plans can never happen.
That's how we are able to defy the laws of time and space and gravity. If we get screeners.
Screamers. Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's no.
We need screamers from the pit. It's a screamer scream.
We're screamers for screeners.
We're screaming for screening. All right. That's all of our business up top. Now let's get into this show. We open it as we always do with
Game of Roses. State of the game.
This state of the game bleeds out into the world at large a little bit. We all now know the news. The TikTok ban passed the House as a bill, passed the Senate as a bill. Meme King Joe Biden signed it into law.
Meme King.
Just this week. You wrote that in there.
When you made all those laser eyes, who do you think was sending those around? Instagram? No, it was TikTok. Meme King. Yes.
So this ban, for those who don't know about it, basically forces ByteDance, which is the company that owns TikTok, to sell the TikTok app within 270 days, roughly 9 months, or it will be banned in the United States. And the law is facing some court challenges. There is a possible shortage of anybody who could buy this company. I think it's estimated that it's TikTok specifically is worth about $225 billion. So it's like, what companies could even...
Should we buy it?
Yeah, let's put that into... That's our next scream into the pit. We need $225 billion to buy TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to be able to afford it.
We've raised money for Dave Neal, Clayton, now Gore to buy TikTok. Yeah.
If we can get those screeners, we will be able to generate $225 billion and buy TikTok.
You're right.
That is not true. But all of this is, there are political implications, there are geopolitical implications, there are financial, tech implications, all kinds of implications. We don't give a shit about any of that.
You know how many millions of Americans use TikTok?
Yes, I do.
170.
Over half the country.
That's a lot of millions. And the government is saying this poses a national security risk by giving the Chinese government access to its data?
Yeah.
They already have our data. Who cares?
Everybody's already got all of our data.
Everybody already has all data.
We don't care about any of this.
All my passwords. I'm getting constant notifications. All my passwords are leaked.
Yes.
It's like, whatever.
I get those notifications as well. We simply don't care about any of these bigger ramifications. What we care about here is how it affects the state of our beloved game. How is a potential TikTok ban going to affect the nation, aka Bachelor Nation? So we pulled some stats here. And you know, if you have listened to our program with Gaines, we have started charting TikTok numbers as well. The TikTok numbers are always lower than the Instagram numbers for our beloved game. But we have a few...
For the most part, there's a couple...
kind of key players in the TikTok game, for the most part.
Couple. Your girl, Maddie Prue. Doesn't she have more TikTok than Instagram?
Yeah, there's a couple that are like a little higher or whatever. But we basically went through what we perceived to be all of the big players from Bachelor Nation and looked at their TikToks. Now, to our understanding, we could be wrong about this, but from what we researched, there are only six players in the nation who have over a million TikTok followers. Only six. As compared with Instagram, there's, I want to say, around 30 that are in that category. So these six players are, bottom up, you got Hannah Sluss in sixth place, coming in with 1 million TikTok followers, and she's got 1.2 million Instagram.
The sluice is loose on TikTok and Instagram.
Yes.
Next up, ya boy, the one true male goat, Nick Viall, has 1.1 million TikTok followers, 1.2 million on Instagram.
Then we move up to Hannah Brown and Hannah Godwin, the two Hannahs. There's three Hannahs on this list.
Three Hannahs.
50% of the...
Your name has to be Hannah to get over a million.
Jesus. Hannah Brown has 1.2 million TikTok versus 2.7 million Instagram. She is the leader of Instagram in the nation. And Hannah Godwin has 1.2 million on TikTok as well, with 1.5 million on Instagram.
What does this mean? First of all, let's just compare Nick Viall and Caitlin Bristow. She doesn't have a million TikTok followers, but she does have more Instagram followers than Nick Viall by a large margin. Just think we should highlight that.
Do you have those numbers?
I want to say 400K TikTok, 1.9 million.
Yeah, she's 1.9 million Instagram. On Instagram. Let me check her out on TikTok here.
She's always cusping, Bristow. Gore girl, Caitlin Bristow. I'm so sorry.
That's true.
Misnamed.
But at the top of this list, you are going to find some very interesting things. She has 429 on TikTok. At the top of this list, we are now in second place. Who do you think is in second place TikTok in Bachelor Nation? Second place overall, at least from our researching.
Who do I think?
Well, I mean, you can see it. It's on the page in front of you.
I won't tell you who I think. Who would I think? Hannah Godwin.
Yeah, I would think Hannah Godwin or a Becca Tilly or something like this. Nope, you'd be wrong. It's Listen to Your Heart superstar Danny Padilla with 2 million TikTok followers as compared to his 101K Instagram.
I should have remembered this. I think the last time that we covered an in-depth TikTok breakdown, this was the same number one and two. Danny Padilla was number two.
Yeah, it's absolutely staggering what he's been able to do.
He does a lot of celebrity impressions. He's always wearing Gore merch, which we love.
Yeah, he's kind of made for TikTok.
And he was the first Gore girl ever.
Yeah, he was.
First player we ever interviewed.
And at the top of this mountain, however, is non-Gore girl Madison Pruitt. 2.2 million TikTok followers, 1.8 million Instagram followers. So those are from our research. We might have left somebody out, but I was pretty thorough in looking at all the leads, all of the kind of like top three of recent seasons. And these are the only six players that have over a million TikTok followers.
Everyone around Hannah and Popeye's seasons. Those were the peak.
Tyler Cameron has 998 K on TikTok. There were some people like that who are close but didn't cross the threshold. And he, of course, has 2.2 million on Instagram. Someone like JoJo Fletcher, who has 2.6 million Instagram followers. This was one of the biggest disparities. She only has 83.9K TikTok.
Can I tell you that Clues checked this TikTok account over and over? He was like, this can't be JoJo's real account. Only 83K. What? Yeah.
It was staggering to me.
It is, because she's the number two Instagram player.
Exactly. Right behind Hannah Brown. And yet she's not even charting on TikTok. And like we said,
she should have changed her name to Hannah.
JoJo, in quotes, Hannah Fletcher.
JoJo, Hannah Fletcher. JoJo, in quotes, yeah. Hannah, in quotes, the big D, Fletcher.
That's the secret formula. If you want success on TikTok and Bachelor Nation, change your name to Hannah right now. But what this, the picture that it paints for me anyway, is that TikTok is not...
I can't believe Joe Biden's coming for the Hannahs like this.
I know. That's his sole reason for doing this. The thing that this illustrates to me is that TikTok is not a factor in Bachelor Nation. And I couldn't find anybody from Love is Blind who was over the million club. Even Lauren Speed from season one was under a million.
That's crazy.
I agree.
So none of those are translating. I mean, there's not that many players from Bachelor Nation who have over a million. Could this help Bachelor Nation, this TikTok ban, because their followings haven't been translating as well to TikTok as Instagram?
I think it would. There's something that happens if TikTok goes away. But by the way, I don't think it will. I don't think that this is going to be anything other than like some news cycle shit. I don't even know how they would force them to sell it or what that even means.
Like it's unenforceable?
Well, like what are they talking about when they say you must sell TikTok? Are they talking about the trademark name? Are they talking about the technology behind the algorithm? And then what does that mean for people who are like, okay, so we sell the tech, we sell the algorithm. What happens to all the engineers who work for ByteDance on that project? Do they just go with whoever buys it? And again, who buys it? Who has $225 million to buy it? There are certain antitrust laws that's like, Instagram can't buy it. Meta can't buy it. Google can't. Microsoft can't.
How can you force someone to sell it if they can't sell it? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't think this is going to like work. I just don't think it's going to work. All that said, if it does, in a theoretical world where they can't sell it to an American company and it gets banned in America and we no longer have TikTok on our phones, I think it helps Bachelor Nation on the whole. I think that you get people essentially consolidating all their following, all their social media activity into the Meta products. Instagram, WhatsApp, Threads. Threads will never work, but Facebook.
That was a funny piece of this that we learned in researching it, that China has retaliated and are offering to ban Threads and WhatsApp.
Yeah, they're trying, they want Apple to take those
in revenge
products out of the Apple store in China.
They're like, no, not Threads. Not our 25 people.
Well, I don't know. You know, Zuck probably has some hand in all of this. I can't imagine that he's not having conversations with senators and stuff about like, oh, you want to be on the board of directors of Meta?
Trying to make Reels into the new TikTok?
Well, that's what Reels is supposed to be.
And if you get rid of TikTok, then Reels is your only TikTok.
Exactly. In America, anyway. So I don't know ultimately what this does.
Yeah, in America is key because there's so many more people that use TikTok.
Of course. But in America, if this, you know, happens, whatever, it's signed into law. So the clock is ticking. There are now these 270 days that ByteDance supposedly has to sell or divest, or I don't know what the specifics are in terms of what that in quotes sale must look like. But
it is wild.
Yeah, it's wild to say the least, because TikTok really, it exploded during the pandemic, of course, as did Instagram Lives and all that. But TikTok really exploded during the pandemic and it became really the primary challenger to Instagram. And I think more people use TikTok now than they do Instagram.
And kind of like the town square for digesting national news, et cetera. Like our government can't pass anything. And the fact that both, quote unquote, both sides are getting together for this, it's shady.
To me, it's just kind of like a one more thing on the pile of just like how terribly our government misunderstands technology, social media, all of it. You know, the internet is just a bunch of tubes.
Also, yeah, let's just piss off let's just piss off all the young people before the election. We don't need them. We got two very olds running. Mm-hmm. We don't even want youngs in the election.
Well, that's why I think they did the 270-day thing. So the like conclusion of this won't happen until after the election. But it's signed into law now. So I don't know. You're going to start seeing, obviously, legal challenges and stuff to it. But it's, again, the thing that is interesting to me is how will this affect reality television people? Because the secondary game of going on reality TV is getting your social media numbers up so that you can make that influencer money. And I think... I think it helps Bachelor Nation. I don't know how else to say it. I really do. Because there's not too many Bachelor Nation people that are that big on TikTok.
Let me ask you this. Will Madison Pruitt have to take down what I imagine is the highest viewed video on TikTok of any Bachelor person, that Nike ad that she did where she's dribbling two basketballs at once?
Was it Nike or was it Under Armour?
Oh, shoot.
I don't remember, but I know what you're talking about. She had a big sponsored athletic brand TikTok campaign. I mean, would she have to take it down? TikTok won't exist. Like, I don't think she has to take it down. TikTok will not be on your phone one morning. You'll wake up and it will just be gone. And that is kind of the future we're potentially facing. Now, that said,
it's a bleak future. I don't want to see it. I'm sorry. All the best content's on TikTok right now.
I just feel like there are ways around this. Like, couldn't ByteDance just be like, okay, fine.
It's called Byte now.
Yeah, exactly. It's called something else, or like, okay, we'll sell this, but we're keeping the algorithm and we're making this new thing now. And all you have to do is press a button on TikTok to sign up for the new thing that's just TikTok with a different name. There's a million ins and outs of this that, to me anyway, it just seems like the people who are writing this bill don't understand any of it.
It's not a good sign, I'll say.
No, I agree. Absolutely not. Not a good sign, but potentially a good sign for Bachelor Nation. That, to me, is kind of the silver lining of this. I don't want to see TikTok go away.
And JoJo Fletcher. She was like, finally. I knew that that app was going to crash and burn eventually. That's why I didn't invest in it.
She's on her TikTok every day, just like, please, if you're one of the 80,000 people that follows me here, please go to Instagram.
Yeah. Come on, Joe. She's the one who made him do it. Conspiracy town.
Probably. But that's it. That is our state of the game. TikTok may be going bye-bye, and what does that mean for our Bachelor players? I think only good things. Time will tell. We shall see.
TikTok ban, a blessing for Bachelor Nation?
That'll be an Us Weekly article for sure.
Yeah.
What was it? It was A-Row Bro was the one who was farting on her, or was it JoJo farting? I don't remember what that article was.
Yeah, JoJo should put those fart videos on TikTok.
In the final hours of TikTok, JoJo just unleashes a tidal wave of fart videos. It gets 500 million viewers. That is like, shit, I should have been doing my fart videos the whole time.
No.
Okay, let's move on now to our off-season segment. This is a segment that we only do in the off-season.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
Well, Clues. Here's what I'm watching. I finished the penultimate and the finale of Shogun. Did you finish?
Oh, wow. Not yet. We're 3 episodes out, I think. Haven't finished it yet.
Oh, my God. Tell me when you do. I mean, no spoilers for any of the what are we watchings, but it's I will say it's a beautifully crafted show. I am told by our book liaison that it follows the book pretty closely. It's incredible. It's incredible. Beautiful and sad. I am also still watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith for HBO Lax. And next we are going to do, instead of Shogun, a series of TV pilots before House of the Dragon comes back for season 2, June 16th, our flagship show. So
it's my birthday.
Oh.
And
what a birthday present.
Year of the Dragon.
Who do we tell? Who do we tell? Madison Pruitt.
Yeah. JoJo, this is how you're going to get your TikTok numbers up. Start talking about House of the Dragons being in the Year of the Dragon, and Bachelor Clues is also Year of the Dragon and has a dragon tattoo.
If you haven't watched House of the Dragon season 1, you got to catch up. Actually, we might do the first 3 episodes because we started on episode 3 or 4. Kind of like Game of Roses with Hannah Brown episode 6.
You started when they did the casting switch over, when they were like, okay, now we're going to recast the entire show in episode 3. These people will be the same people. Some will have bad age makeup. Some will have no age makeup. But then these other people, we're going to recast them and make them 20 years older than their child selves with people who look nothing like them. And see if you can follow along.
You got to suspend disbelief a lot in the Game of Thrones franchise.
That is true.
And I also finished Fallout. I don't know if I updated this. And I'm on Sex Education Season 3. Fallout is incredible.
Oh, nice. Are you playing the Fallout video game?
No, it seems violent.
You watched the whole damn show. That wasn't violent?
I know, but I'm not involved. Like, if I do something wrong, people aren't going to die. My video game is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
It's so gentle and healing, as we all know.
Until you got to fight the Rocket Bad Trainers or whatever.
Team Rocket?
Yeah.
The Rocket Bad Trainers. It's like you'd never even played Poos.
Believe me, I played quite a bit.
I know. I saw you get back on the wagon in New York City.
I've been
terrifying.
On the wagon a little bit here, too.
Oh, no. you didn't even tell me? That's bad.
Are we even friends on Pokemon Go?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I send you gifts every day.
I have been watching a program called Baby Reindeer on Netflix. I'm simply going to say this to everyone listening.
Is it about little deer?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you the title and that it's on Netflix and saying you will enjoy it.
Is it violent?
I'm 2 or 3 episodes in. No. No violence.
Okay.
2 or 3 episodes in. I literally don't want to tell you anything about it other than watch it and report back. I'm curious to see what you think. In addition to that, I saw Kong versus Godzilla.
How was that?
Fucking loved it.
Interesting.
Do you like a movie that has almost no plot, almost no dialogue, and the human actors don't really even need to be in the movie? If you like that, you're going to love Kong Godzilla Island, Skull Island 2. I saw it in 3D also.
I liked the last Godzilla movie.
Yeah. This one is wild as hell. They put at one point, King Kong gets hit by like an ice ray from this other lizard creature and it fucks up his hand. He gets like frostbite and he's like, oh, my hand. He can't speak, but you know what I mean. So they put a power glove on this man. They build like a thing to make his fist like a giant iron, you know, jet powered punching machine. It's so good.
To take advantage of his frozen hand?
To let it heal. It also has like things that it injects into his forearm, so it heals the forearm. And now he also has a robot hand. God damn it, it was funny. I love that movie.
It doesn't sound good, but okay.
What? Did you not hear what I just said? King Kong has a fucking robot hand.
I feel like I saw a King Kong Godzilla movie already. Like,
yeah, there have been a bunch. A
couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Well, agree to disagree. I like those movies. You going to see Planet of the Apes?
I'm a little behind in that.
World of the Planet of the Apes or whatever. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. There's a new one coming out in like a couple weeks.
Really?
I'm hyped for it. I don't know what its name is, but I'm hyped.
Okay. I didn't watch the last couple, but maybe I'll catch up.
They're great. The new-ish ones that have all the computer-generated apes are fantastic. I cannot recommend them enough. The stories are good. The acting's good. The apes are good.
James Franco? Is that his movie?
I have no idea. Woody Harrelson's in one. That's all I know. I don't know who the human actors are. I like the apes. I'm watching it for the apes.
I don't know who the human actors are.
The apes are my characters that I like.
On brand.
Yeah. I like the King Kong. Okay. I like the Godzilla. I like the apes.
You like the little creatures. You like creature movies.
I don't need okay. people in my movies anymore. I just need creatures.
How do you feel about My Little Pony?
Haven't seen it.
Those were my favorite creature movies.
But I did see Trolls. Those are probably my favorite creature movies.
Trolls?
Yeah. Have you seen any of those?
It's like the little kids with the colorful hair.
Highly recommend taking some medicine. Yeah. Take some medicine and go see any Trolls movie in a movie theater. Also, I would put Wreck-It Ralph.
Is it in the theaters?
Somewhere in the world. Somebody's playing it.
That's true. Someone's playing it. 33 taps.
Also the Wreck-It Ralph movies. I would recommend. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to rent out an AMC movie theater and just screen Trolls for you and me one night.
Okay. Can we watch Cats too? Because I still haven't seen that.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't look. Oh my God. I knew you'd get it.
You have to see this movie.
I know.
Judi Dench. Everyone in the movie's a cat. There's no humans in it. Everyone's a cat. Judi Dench, at one point...
The perfect film, no humans.
Correct. Correct. Judi Dench, okay. At one point... There's no other way to say this. I'll simply say exactly what happens in this movie in one scene. Ian McKellen, as a cat, is on stage singing this song, and it's kind of about lamenting that he used to be a big performer, but now he's in his twilight years. Judi Dench, who plays another older cat, is laying in this kind of cat bed, and she's so enthralled by the performance of Ian McKellen as a cat that she exposes her cat vagina to him.
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating this. I'm simply saying exactly what you see.
We see a vagina?
No. You see her do the... Well, she's covered in fur. She's a cat.
Well, so are vaginas.
You simply see her raising a leg and exposing her cat crotch area to Ian McKellen as if to say, great performance.
And we see it.
Yes, you see it. Yes, you see it.
I remember you telling me about a different part of this, which is a cat unzipping its cat skin to reveal another cat.
Yes. That's the Rebel Wilson cat. Unzips. Okay. She unzips her cat. She's like a regular cat.
And Taylor Swift is a cat.
Taylor Swift is a cat in it. Idris Elba is a cat in it. Frankie, I forget her last name, but she was for a minute, maybe still is, the lead ballerina.
Muniz?
It's not Frankie Muniz, no. This is a woman. She's the lead ballerina for the London Royal Company, I believe. And she's the lead character in this movie because there's a lot of dancing in it and whatnot. Jason Derulo is a cat in it. James Corden is a cat in it.
So it's her actually dancing, but they just put a cat over it?
I saw this movie so many times that at a certain point, I was like, and this is in the theaters, I was like, I need to take notes on this. I bought a notebook. And I went into the theater by myself and watched this movie and was furiously scribbling in the dark. People sitting on either side of me are just looking like, what is going on here? This is some kind of weird manifesto being written.
They like move over some seats.
They moved out of state, I believe, after that. My apologies to those people.
Anyway, that's what we're watching. What are you watching? Sound off in the 5-star reviews.
I've also been watching my personal health gains that I've been making significantly with AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why we're drinking AG1 every day. It's just one scoop. You mix it in some water once a day, every day, and it makes you feel energized, focused, nourished, strong, ready to take on the day. Every serving of AG1 delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and a whole bunch more stuff. It's powerful. It's a healthy habit. And it's very simple.
With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods. I like to think of it as nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day.
If there's one product we can recommend to elevate your health, it is AG1. That's why we partnered with them. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. You can try AG1. And get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1, that's the number one, drinkag1.com/roses. That's drinkag1.com/roses. Check it out.
Clues. It is springtime. It is the off season. It is Gore Girl summer. The weather's getting warmer. Thank Dark Lord Palmer. And it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and cowls and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, get those staple pieces, and I found Quince. Now I have a lineup of timeless pieces keeping me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I got the cotton modal scoop neck tee. It is so cute. It is literally the first thing I reach for in my dresser when all my clothes are washed. You know those special items. If you are not like Clues, who only wears one outfit.
I'm Quince head to toe at this point. I'm a Quince boy. I'm a Source boy, Quince boy.
Let's
you got no
go.
Idea. I'm wearing Quince t-shirts, Quince pants, Quince long sleeve t-shirts, Quince pants, Quince sweaters, Quince pants. I'm Quinced. Just call me Quinced, King Quincis,
okay.
They call me. I love Quince.
Okay, Quince.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Be a Quince king yourself or Quince queen. Go to quince.com/roses for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/roses to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/roses.
Clues. Mm-hmm. I've been on a mission. I'm trying to find the perfect t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because it's spring. I'm ready to get out there. I'm ready to peacock. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You guys know how excited I was that Skims became one of our sponsors for this podcast. They have great basics and foundations. I got the boyfriend t-shirt in onyx. That's kind of a dark black color, and the cotton jersey long sleeve t-shirt in kyanite, which is kind of like a blue green. And they are both so comfortable. It's basically like you are wearing nothing. Great for free spirit types.
Well, for all the free spirits out there right now, you can shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS through 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcasts in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Again, that's Skims.
Game of Roses is sponsored by BetterHelp. Clues, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And if you keep them all bottled up, it can affect you negatively. Therapy is a great place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You might be taking care of your physical body, but are you taking care of that beautiful mind, Clues?
Yes.
I have benefited from therapy greatly in the past. It has helped me get through stressful experiences, manage boundaries, learn coping skills. You know, the whole premise of life is kind of it's a lot to undertake. And therapy can help with that.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do to get started is fill out a brief questionnaire. Then you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists literally at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GameOfRoses today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GameOfRoses. And now, let's check out all those tids that are fit to print.
This is Bachelor Nation News.
First up in Bachelor Nation News, Griptoria is Riptoria.
Iconic.
See what I did there?
Slow clap for that one.
Thank you very much.
R.I.P. Toria.
Rest in peace, Toria.
If you couldn't understand. Yeah.
Or even we could say Riptoria, those little image filters of like the torn paper that every time there's a break on Bachelor Nation, you see like Us Weekly, People Magazine, they all put a picture of the couple together with that little rip in the middle of the picture.
Riptornia.
Now we're getting into some real heavy shit because Rip Torn is also an actor who I now believe is dead, but you know.
R.I.P. Rip.
He was famous for time. Yeah. Riptornia. The villain couple that fascinated the nation since the end of BIP season 8 made their demise official this week with an appearance by the Grip in Griptoria on Gore Girl Jason Tardik's Trading Secrets podcast.
The Grip said, you know, being in a public relationship and if things aren't working out, it sucks even more. It's hard. I'm not going to detail anything, but we definitely ended things. I don't have anything bad to say. She's amazing. And I know she's going to continue to do amazing things. We met the Grip during his rookie season on Katie Thurston's Bachelorette season 17. And we met Victoria Fuller on the last season to be shot before the COVID-19 pandemic. Popeye Peter Weber's Bachelor Season 24. Good luck to both of these Bachelor Nation all-stars. Excuse you, what?
Yeah, I know. I also saw Victoria Fuller went on a girls trip.
Devastating.
That was all over social media as well.
Mm, red flag.
After this, I am fascinated to see who she winds up with. My prediction?
Back to Chris Soules.
Yes. She'll be driving his tractors and planting his pumpkins. No, I think she's going to wind up with, hear me out here, an NFL player.
Michael Olio.
NFL player.
I was thinking it would be funny if she just went down the list from Katie's season.
Yeah.
A lot of, I mean, NFL player is a good guess. A lot of our players end up with NFL players.
Yeah, I think she's going to do it. I think she's going to make that transition, especially because it's like, it's very in vogue even outside of Bachelor Nation.
She's so hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is doing it. You got to follow her. I'm sad because I loved the social media that they were making together, but whatever. Mm-hmm. That one where he sent himself a shot, I'll never forget.
Yeah. I'm curious to see who he winds up with too.
R.I.P.
I think he's going to go for Love is Blind person. Somebody from another franchise, I think, is where he's going next.
Well, I did see him photographed in a group photo with Maria Gorgas.
Ah, interesting. That would be an interesting couple. Although, No offense to the grip, Maria can do better.
She can. We'll get into it in Parasocial Plays, but she's already surpassed the grip.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a bright, shining star on its meteoric rise into the heavens.
Yeah.
Don't
settle.
Hitch yourself to somebody from a prior season. Just don't do it.
Don't settle before you're on another level.
Yeah, exactly. 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 Get to the plateau. See who's up there.
Up next in Bachelor Nation news, speaking of Gore Girls, Jason Tardik, the host of Trading Secrets, isn't just facilitating news for other players. He's making some news of his own this week. It seems he's had enough time to heal from the fallout of his broken engagement with Bachelor Nation megastar and the one true goat, Caitlin Bristow, last summer, because speculations that Tardik is dating comedian and influencer Kat Stickler have been confirmed.
People magazine is claiming to have evidence of the official confirmation, citing Kat's attendance at the launch party of Tardik's new book, Talk Money to Me, where Tardik gave her some kind of special acknowledgement. Kat has 2 million Instagram followers and a staggering 10.3 million TikTok followers, which, again, 270 days, maybe she's going to have zero TikTok followers like everybody else. But at this moment, congrats to Tardik on his new romance and, I would say, at least in terms of the post game, this is an ascendance. This is a notch up.
Absolutely. And you know Tardik is a numbers guy. So he probably saw those numbers. He was like, let's go.
That's like a first date with Jason Tardik. He's like, let me see your numbers. And he's like, has his computer. Yeah. He's doing spreadsheets and shit.
Do you have any student loans?
Yeah. He's like, I can get you probably a 15% increase on revenue on TikTok alone if you start dating me.
Mm-hmm. He saw JoJo Fletcher. He was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Not her.
Right. He went on one date with her and he was just like, no, thank you. He left like out the bathroom window.
No, this is huge. I mean, I didn't know who this lady was, but.
I know. I didn't either until, Tardik folded her into the nation. Up next in Bachelor Nation news, Bachelor season 20 third place finisher and bachelorette that never was, Kayla Quinn, has a new baby on the way. Quinn and her civilian husband, Nick Borello, sired their first progeny, daughter Teddy, in March 2023, and now their second offspring, a human male, is scheduled for arrival to our dying world this August.
Not a creature?
No. Nope.
This week, Kayla took to Instagram to share the incoming child's bump date and to ask followers for name ideas for her son. Alongside the bump shots, Quinn wrote, 20 weeks until baby boy arrives. Sparkle emoji, we're halfway there. I need your help. Blue heart emoji, have any baby boy name ideas? Blue heart emoji, we're so indecisive and I don't know why boy names feel so much harder to pick for us. Monkey with hands over the eye emoji. But usually once we pick a name, I feel so much more connected to baby. It's funny to say usually when you have one child.
That's it. That's all you need.
Usually.
She knows how it goes. Yeah, yeah, usually. One person wrote, quote, Theo. Theo and Teddy. Blue heart, pink heart emoji. Kayla replied saying, quote, I love Theo. Let's convince Nick. Smiley face, ASCII art. Another fan shared a nod to Kayla's maiden name saying,
so sinister.
Saying, Quinn would be adorable and meaningful. Bashful face emoji.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, sad smiley emoji. Congrats to Kayla on the new addition. And we feel like the least we can do as a thank you for her time and game is offer up some baby name suggestions of our own. Is it the off-season clues?
Yes. Yes, please. Please feel free. You can read this list if you haven't already read it. Go ahead.
Number one, Juju.
Yeah, it's pretty cute, right?
Cute. Very cute. Like, I know a baby Juju. Two, Crowny.
Little baby Crowny Quinn. That's a great name.
Crowny Quinn.
Yeah.
Number three, Benevolenti Exequiquin. I mean, that is an homage to how she went out, right?
Exactly, yes.
That's gorgeous. Number four, Nick Vial. Clues, you should sire a human offspring just so you can name a baby Nick Vial.
Never. Never. Up next in Bachelor Nation news. The vasectomy heard around the nation might be getting...
Speaking of never.
reversed. Ari Leyendyke's second choice for wife. Yes, Lauren Leyendyke released a sizzling Instagram story this week discussing the possibility of having more children to add to the collection, which now contains Alessi and the twins, Senna and Lux.
When a fan asked her if their family feels complete, Lauren said, "This is such a hard question for me. I told Ari to get her a vasectomy reversal the other day. But then we have super hard days sometimes with the kids, and then I sort of question it. I don't know. I think I might want one more, but just wait a little."
So far, the twins, Senna and Lux, have stalled at 253K Instagram followers, unable to knock their older sister Alessi off the top of the Bachelor Nation child influencer mountain as she sits comfortably at 296K. Will a new Leyendyke child represent a real challenge to Alessi's dominance? Time will possibly tell.
If I were Alessi, I'd work on splitting up the twins' following so that you dominate even farther.
Yeah, just dripping honey in each of their ears. When are they gonna give you your own account?
Make your own account. You seem like a baby when you're known as the twins.
Start telling Senna, like, Senna, you're carrying Lux. Lux doesn't deserve to be on that Instagram. Twins? There, I don't see twins.
You see how Lux posted with that balloon garland?
Yeah. When I look at that Instagram account, I see you. Lux ain't nowhere in it. You need to scrape Lux off.
Lux? You'd think she's got a light on, but I'd say the lights are off.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Finally, Bachelor Nation news. Some sad news for Golden superstar and co-host of Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Hour, Susan Knowles. While attending the QVC Women's Summit in Las Vegas this week, she revealed to Us Weekly that the Golden divorce ruined her perfect officiant record. Knowles said, quote, "They ruined my marriage thing. I mean, I had no divorces. My record was perfect. Just one more thing Golden Gary God ruined."
Another stain on our nation.
For real.
Stain on love, a stain on Susan. I mean, give her that feedback. Refund her.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I agree.
Pay Susan somehow for ruining her ratio.
They don't. Yeah. I don't know if they filed for divorce. I think they have yet. But don't file for divorce. Make it an annulment. Then the record is clean. The record is pure.
Yes. Clean before the eyes of our dark Lord.
Yeah.
And now for speaking of clean, let's see some good numbers coming out of the parasocial plays.
Okay. I kind of see what you did there. This is
the parasocial play of the week.
It's dusty out here in the off season, but it's even dustier this week because it's Coachella week two. However, once again, the Bachelor Nation is not at Coachella. I don't know what's happening.
I know. I know.
My whole world is turned upside down, except for former Crown and Instagram mixologist in the health and wellness space, Tayshia Adams. She posted an 8-slide post of her celebrating at Coachella with the caption, "Baby's first Coachella, brown heart emoji, 63.5K likes, 224 comments.
You know, though, Stagecoach is coming. Stagecoach is coming. It's next weekend, right?
I'm ready.
Or this coming weekend.
My eyes are open. Waiting for the plays.
I think it's happening this weekend, Stagecoach.
People are probably already at Stagecoach when you're listening to this.
Yeah, absolutely. Or on their way. It's also another very important season, Taylor Swift album release season, and many players capitalize on the worldwide event to make parasocial content. The one true goat, at least as written here by Lizzie Pace, Caitlin Bristow posted an image of her with the caption, "Throwback thirst trap at Taylor Swift." So I guess this was her at a Taylor Swift concert, standing next to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Taylor has a shaggy bangs in this photo. I wonder when it is.
Yeah, we'll never know.
What a throwback. Swift lifestylist Jessica Garrod posted an image to her stories of the cover of My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys with the caption, "D&D heart flame emoji." I don't know what this one meant, but it was interesting. D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Dungeons and Dragons?
I don't know. That's the only D&D I know. Entertaining men for money player Anna Redmond and her paramour, the journeyman Chris Bukowski, made a gorgeous joint play, a vintage Taylor Swift-inspired photoshoot post on Redmond's Instagram. The caption reads, quote, "Who are we to fight the alchemy? Shoot just for fun with the best team," capturing at Dolce Amore Photo and Film Glam. Tellier Chicago, Tellier Chicago, creative, in the clouds, clouds spelled K-L-A-U-D-S, ride at Shy Vintage Vehicles. It's so hard to figure out these things. And a second post, completely understandable if you're sick of us, with 16.6K likes, 130 comments.
I love her social media.
Yeah.
New Christian dynamic duo reveal. The Instagram champion Hannah Brown herself posted an image with runner-up Daisy Kent with the caption, "Look who I got to meet today," to her Instagram stories.
Crown Charity Lawson and burning card enthusiast Leia Cannon posted an image of themselves with the first crown, Trista Sutter, to their stories.
Pilot Rachel Recchia posted a selfie to her story of the axe-wielding zoologist from the north, Blake Moynes, in front of his image on her crying portraits wall.
The one true goat, again, written by Pace Case here. Caitlin Bristow posted an Instagram story in which Chelsea from Love is Blind is seductively holding her leg like a phone in front of a bathroom door with the caption, "Hello, at Chelsea Blackwell."
Her ex, paramour, and gore girl Jason Tardik posted an image of him from his book event with so many heavy hitters with the caption, "The boys showed up. The boys? Two civilians. Chow-tatted Greg Grippo, mother and sauce lover Joe Amabile, Andrew Spensa, and pilot Popeye Peter Weber." We see that the girls, Charity Lawson, Maria Gorga, Serena Pitt, and the twins also supported Tardik.
God, what a star-studded event. You would think that'd be the winner, but no. These were all great plays, but there can be only one winner. Our parasocial play of the week goes to Maria Gorgas. And who? Katie Thurston. On Maria's Instagram story, she posted a series of two images. First, her and crown, Katie Thurston, in which she describes her as her soul sister, heart emoji. Second, an image of Gorgas, a civilian, and the Paris Hilton.
That's A-list, baby.
Katie Thurston posted a selfie of her and Hilton. Hilton, Paris Hilton, in my opinion, is it. That's the source for... Mm-hmm. influencer culture for all social media.
The original influencer.
She kind of defined it.
That's hot.
Everybody just been following in her shadow ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to Maria, Katie, and let's throw in Paris Hilton.
Paris. Yeah. Congrats, Paris. We love your work. Staying relevant. Three free spirits.
Yes. And speaking of free spirits, these were all human plays, of course, but there were some creatures this week as well. A lot of very cute creatures this week, but there is only one that stood out from the crowd. We are, of course, talking about Serene Brooks Russell's cat, who showed up in her Instagram stories sitting like a human, I guess.
It's her mom's cat.
Oh, it's her mom's cat. Sorry. Looking like a human, sitting in this Instagram story that has the caption, "When you're 10 and your mom gets a kitten that choke slams you 3 times an hour, Leo looks like he needs a cig." Poor Leo.
Leo is a gray cat. He has kind of like grayish looking eyes, and he is slumped over like he has had a hard day's work, and he is looking cute as H.
I agree with you. I love this cat as somebody who does some cat play from time to time. Congrats, though, to everybody in the parasocial arena. Now we must move on to that portion of our program where we descend deep into the pit and issue forth our screams. This is
Screams from the Pit!
My scream is someone asked me at my favorite place, one of the dog parks, what my job was. And, you know, I'm there mid work day, just hanging with Luke and Tony. And I said, I have a podcast about The Bachelor. And they said, oh, you can, like, you're making, that's like your full-time job. And I was like, yes, believe it or not.
Right.
I'm almost about to buy TikTok. You don't even know the half of it.
Yeah. That's the scream? You told somebody that was your full-time job? What was their reaction?
Oh, cool. I don't think they believe me, though.
You should have drug them into the pit. Be like, oh, you don't believe me? Here, listen to this episode. Check this out. Here's our book. Buy our merch.
Well, I like to stay under the radar in the dog community.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe I should be dragging them in.
Go loud and proud. You need to be wearing that bucket hat. You need to be wearing full Gore merch to the dog park.
I'm in full Gore merch right now. Yeah. I've got my When I Was the Bachelor shirt and my bucket hat on.
Next time anyone questions you, just be like, look, 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 look at my wardrobe.
You think this isn't a real job now, sir?
Yeah, exactly. What's your job? Why aren't you wearing its logo all over your body? Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, what's your scream?
My scream is, where do I begin? I pulled two Uber drivers into the pit.
Ooh, nice. In 1 week.
That's not my scream, though. My scream is this. Do you know who Lorenzo Borghese is?
The Prince?
The Prince. Bachelor from season 9.
Prince Crown?
I do another podcast. Let me preface by saying I do another podcast called The Necessary Conversation. Yes, one of them is with my parents, where we talk about politics. I saw Lorenzo Borghese this week really going wild.
Ask them about the TikTok ban.
We did. We talked about it last week. Okay. My dad doesn't care. so I asked, I'm looking at Lorenzo Borghese. I follow all bachelors if they're on Instagram. Lorenzo Borghese is, we'll say, very politically minded to one end of the spectrum. I will simply say that. Yeah. Check it out for yourselves if you want to see it.
He's going off.
And I will also simply say he would be best friends, I think, with my parents. That may give you some indication. In service of that podcast, we've been talking about getting guests on it. I sent Lorenzo Borghese a DM asking him to come on the podcast with my parents. I have no idea if he's going to see the DM, reply to the DM, or acknowledge this in any way. But this is my scream. I'm doing a political podcast with my parents that somehow prompted me to DM Bachelor Season 9 Bachelor about coming on to have political discussions.
It's a good scream.
I agree. We'll see. I'll keep you updated if he says yes or not.
Yeah, keep me posted. From the things he's posting, I don't know how good he is at the internet, but I'm excited to learn.
We shall see. But we have one more scream to get to. This is a very interesting scream. Rest assured, it's about our upcoming Bachelorette Season 21. We're going to listen to it now. Are you ready, Pace Case?
My scream began weeks ago when you aired another scream containing intel that The Bachelorette would be filming in Seattle in April. My best pit buddy, Alicia, and I submitted audience applications to no avail. Fast forward to today, when I get off work to a text from a friend that The Bachelorette is filming in Seattle's Pioneer Square. I rush to my car and drive there, only to find they're already packing up. I chat up a couple of crew members, and they don't know where the next portion of the date is being filmed, so I hop on Reddit and find a single buried comment stating that a hot air balloon is being inflated in a park in a Seattle neighborhood called Magnolia. With only this information, I call Alicia, and we spend an hour and a half driving systematically from one end of Magnolia to the other, looking for black SUVs and box trucks. Finally, we pull up to Ella Bailey Park and see the line of Escalades. We walk into the park, and no one stops us from basically joining the production. Within 2 minutes of pulling up, we are 15 yards from Jen Tran and one of her men in a council of crowns with Trista Rain herself. Neither Jen nor the player, who we did research, is from Seattle, so we know this is a regular season one-on-one. We watch as the hot air balloon is inflated, and Jen and the player bob up and down in the basket as the balloon remains tethered to the ground. We turn to a producer sitting next to us and ask if they are going to launch, and she says that we're too close to the city, so they can't. Already in Conspiracy Town, I ask, is this always the case? And she said no, they do sometimes actually launch. Next, the crew begins setting up for an ITM about 10 feet from us, and once Jen and the player touch back down, Jen heads over. We watch and listen as a producer reads lines off his phone for Jen to repeat into the camera. One line, which was filmed several times to get just right, was, I can't believe we were soaring over Seattle. Neither can we, because they didn't. Best day ever. Much love, and praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
No.
Can you believe this?
No. I mean, this person is an investigative journalist doing on-the-ground improv reporting. I'm so impressed.
As am I. And this, really, this scream ties it all the way back to one of the first things that ever even started with a glimmer in our eye of the pit, which was me watching the Sean Lowe season where he was going up with Brit, or was it, it was Chris Soules, I think. Who was the, who had Brit Nilsson on the show? It was Chris Soules.
Chris Soules.
He goes up in a hot air balloon with her.
For some reason, I thought this was Sean Lowe.
I think it was too. I don't remember who it was at this point. I just remember they were in a hot air balloon and the angle into the hot air balloon was from the ground and you could see grass in the shot. The hot air balloon was still on the ground and they were making it look like they were in the sky.
Brit was Chris Soules.
Yes, I think it was them.
Because then she went against Caitlin.
Yeah, I think it was them. And I think it was that date where he did the home invasion at like 5 a.m. on her and was like, ready to go? Because then they went to the hot air balloon. At any rate, that me seeing that the hot air balloon was still on the ground was the thing that started Bachelor Clues. Because I was like, that grass is a clue. And so now we hear that they are basically reprising this lie for Jen Tran's season, and then they're giving her a script to lie about going into the air.
Soaring over Seattle.
Unbelievable. When we see that in the show, we are going to recall this scream, and we are going to know it was all fake. Thank you so much for this scream.
If it even makes the cut.
It will.
This is so good, and it's also so funny to me to just be like, the line that they're repeating, it's not like some great, hilarious lie. It's just... and I was soaring over Seattle.
Yeah, and making her repeat it. That's not believable. Can you lie one more time, but make it a better lie? Mm-hmm. Fascinating scream.
Can we make your hair a little more windswept?
Yeah, they have like a wind machine on her. I'm in the air now. I'm falling out of the hot air balloon. Ah,
blasted with wind and leaves and stuff.
They CGI in a parachute behind her. We can't thank you enough for this on-the-ground field reporting and for this beautiful scream.
And there's picture evidence.
Yeah, we have some photographs too. That'll be on our Instagram, I'm sure. If you want to send in your own scream, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us on our Discord. In that Discord, there is a channel called Submit Your Screams. We go through them all. We play the best ones here. There were some really good ones this week too. There was one about Nick Viall's upcoming wedding. Someone's friends or in-laws or something. Somebody has a relation going to the wedding that's supposedly happening this weekend.
I mean...
FYI. So I'm sure we'll be covering that next week.
How do we get to that wedding?
I don't know. We weren't invited. Not like this person's scream. Maybe we'll play that scream next week as well in kind of reference to, I mean, if they are getting married this weekend, that's going to be all over Us Weekly, People, all that shit. It'll be the biggest news in the nation next week. So we'll be covering it in This Week in Bachelor Nation next week. Join us for that. And don't forget, we got a certified juicer of a Digging Deeper coming out on Monday. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the clip length has exceeded the maximum clip length we're allowed.
I couldn't even put in all the clips I wanted to put in because it was all so good. I was just like, this is insane, the things we're hearing. Including we have the clip from Grippo announcing the breakup with Victoria Fuller on Talking It Out, or on Trading Secrets.
He goes, it's done, ciao.
He didn't say that.
Preview.
He did not.
Riptoria, hashtag.
He did not say that. One of the craziest things that's in it is Popeye went on DLH's podcast and point blank asks him, when you told me Hannah Celeste wasn't coming to the final rose ceremony, were you lying?
Oh my God, I can't wait. Good for him.
Point blank asks him.
I'm glad that wasn't cut out.
I know. It's going to be a big one. Indeed. So we hope you'll join us for all of that. Thank you for joining us today. Pace Case, before we go, as always, what's that dwab at?
It's been 8,067 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom loves hers. I'm throwing pictures of Skabooli and our cat up there. She's laughing. She's texting me. He's so cute. I wish I could meet him.
Cute.
It's the next best thing to meeting my cat, really.
You know, I love that it was so easy to set it up. I've recently learned I'm not good at building things. And I need an easy install. And this only takes about 2 minutes to set up the frame using the Aura app. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected, come with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. She'll be grateful it's not another sweater, and she'll love the frame to see more of you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. If you are a wine lover like myself, and you gotta have it for your bachelor viewing parties, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I found the most personalized wine club that has amazing wines and exclusive perks called First Leaf. As a First Leaf member, you get to try new wines, and I'm guaranteed to enjoy them because they got to know my unique preferences. I answered a few questions on their website, this quiz about the flavors you like, how often you drink wine, Monday nights, if you prefer red, white, or rosé. And based on these, it gives you this amazing selection of wines tailored just for you. And when you rate those wines, it gets even more tailored, a la, you know, Netflix. Just play into the algorithm. My algorithm got me both rosé and white wine, my favorites, and they were so delicious, and I've gotten to enjoy them with many of my friends.
Look, being part of the First Leaf Wine Club also has perks. As a member, you get access to their incredibly helpful wine concierge. So if you want a wine pairing advice, or you want to talk about the wines in your box, you can always talk to one of their experts. Plus, you get member exclusive pricing.
What's in the box?
On every order. Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/roses to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/roses. Tryfirstleaf.com/roses.